So today I want to speak about from today's Torah portion, and also I want to speak from the Brit HaChadashah portion. And probably I will not say anything new today, as I like to do, because the scriptures is very old book. But I want to remind very important topics of the scriptures, especially from the chapter 25 of Leviticus, something so special there. I want to point three important moments of this chapter. So please open with me Leviticus chapter 25. And look with me. Torah portion begins with the description of the year of Jubilee in Israel. And last year we talked about it, and also it was my turn to speak about year of Jubilee. I will not speak about year of Jubilee this time. And I would like to read a few verses from this chapter in order to show one important principle here. What about year of Jubilee? What is the reason for this year, the main reason? And I know that it many reasons for year of Jubilee. The Lord has a lot of good stuff and plans for us and for the people of Israel. But the main reason of year of Jubilee, I want to read from verse 10. And you are to consecrate the 50th year, proclaiming freedom throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It will be your well for you, year of freedom. You will return everyone to the land he owns, and everyone is to return to his family. Great, the year of freedom. Can you imagine this, what's happened during this year? And I like to think about it. Somebody was so sad because he should release the slaves. But can you imagine being a slave, being in slavery, and receive freedom from the Lord? Not from the people, but from the Lord, because he commanded in his scriptures. It was a powerful time. It was time of rejoicing. It was time of praising and worship. It was time that everyone in the land of Israel would know the Lord is great. Lord is loving Lord. He is with us. He is for us. He loves the people. He loves the nation of Israel. It's powerful. The Lord proclaimed freedom from slavery for all the sons of Israel in the year of Jubilee, for everyone. Everyone. Does not mean how much somebody owns. It's year of freedom. All of them are now proclaimed free and equal to one another. Not slaves, not masters, equal. Forgiven and restored in their rights. Every Jew has the same opportunity and rights. It's a powerful time in Israel. And, you know, when I think about it, I can imagine it. Freedom is a sweet feeling. We are living in America, and it's hard to us to understand what is it to live without freedom. It's easy to live with freedom, but it's sweet, especially for those who had experienced difficulties in their lives, who were in slavery or in prison. Freedom, it's sweet. Freedom, it's great. And often we appreciate something when we lost it, you know. When we lose it, we begin to think about it. It's beautiful, so it's powerful. People who have experienced some difficulties with breathing can tell us how good it is to breathe freely. And others even don't understand how it's good, because we're just breathing. It's natural. It's natural. So I want to ask the question, simple question for all of us. What is the main reason why is the freedom has been given to Israelites? What is the main reason for it, for freedom? Why? To love, to worship. I want to read verse 18 here in the same chapter, a little bit later. Rather, you are to keep my regulations. Let's say together, keep my regulations.
Keep my revelations.
and rulings and act accordingly. If you do, you will live securely in the land. So, two things here. Keep regulations. I believe it's coming to the hearts of people to keep the regulation from the Lord, to keep fellowship with Him, to keep His commandments in our hearts. And second, act accordingly, to do, to act, our heart and our actions. So the Lord gave us freedom, not so we could be free. Free for what? What's the reason of our freedom? I know many people has different opinions. Many different social groups has different opinions about freedom. Somebody teach that I'm free to be whatever I want to be. Somebody thought I'm free to kill others or to do drugs or to have sex everywhere I want to do what I want. I'm free. But what the reason for freedom? And here we can see it. Keep my regulations. And, you know, it's very interesting kind of freedom. It's not just freedom from everything. Because the Lord make us free for something else. He bought us with a great price. And I want to read the last verse of the chapter. And this is our freedom. And I want to tell you, we are not free completely from everything. We are not free from the Lord. We are not free from His commandments. And this is the freedom to be servants of the Lord. This is the freedom. So the Lord told us, can you imagine this? You are free. You're not slaves anymore. Go home. But in the next verses, He told them, for to me the people of Israel are slaves. They are my slaves whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. I'm Adonai your God. So go home. You're free. But remember, you're not free. You're mine. I purchased you. I bought you. I paid great price for you. I paid. And I believe the freedom, we can experience freedom only in the relationships with the Lord. This is the great freedom, to be under the authority, under the covering of our Master. And I know the people who don't want to be under authority of the Lord, they begin to be under authority of sin, other people, opinions, many, many things. So the Lord told them, go and remember, you are my servants. You are mine. I purchase you. Don't forget about it. So this is the year of Jubilee. This is meaning of the year of Jubilee. So we are His servants and He is our Lord. Let's say together, we are His servants and He is our Lord. And I want to read from the words of Yeshua, and it's a beautiful place of scripture. John chapter 8, Yohanan chapter 8, from verse 31 to verse 36. One of my favorite places of scripture. Powerful. Simple but powerful. Yeshua said to the Judeans who had trusted Him, and I want to stop here. To whom, He said? To Judeans who had trusted Him. What does it mean? Who already followed Him. Who already trusted Him. Who already His. So He told them, if you obey what I say, then you are really my Talmidim, my followers. So He said it to people who already trying to follow Him. to people who with Him, who not against Him. He don't speak to the crowds around Him. It's very important to understand. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered. Of course they answered. Jewish people can answer always everything. We are the seed of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. Why? Because the year of Jubilee. Every 50th year, they were released from slavery. So they were never slaves. So what do you mean by saying, you will be set free? Yeshua answered them, yes, indeed. I tell you that everyone who practices sin is a slave of sin. Now a slave does not remain with the family forever, but a son does remain with it forever. So if the son frees you, you will be free. It's powerful. And if the son frees you, give you freedom, you will be free. It's not about the knowledge. It's not about the knowledge, because it says here, if you obey what I say, you will be real my Talmidim. And this is the path of freedom. First of all, stay in truth, in His will. It means know, do, and accomplish in Him. Do the truth, find the truth, stay in the truth, live in the truth. And through this, it will bring you to the freedom, place of freedom. Why I tell you this? It's so simple, but it's so powerful. Because I notice that sometimes the people who join the community of believers receive deliverance or freedom from, you know, some sins, kind of sins, or bad habits or something. But they yet continue to live empty life without asking themselves, what is the will of God for my life? So I came, I get freedom, and I stopped. I get everything I need. I'm not slave anymore. I'm quit drugs. I'm quit doing something else. And I'm staying here. I can tell you, this is not freedom. This heart, condition of heart, it's just self-deception. It's not a freedom. Freedom in the Lord is to follow the Lord. Freedom is the Lord in the Lord is to be in the good condition, in the good fellowship with Him. He is our master. We are His servants. This is the freedom. We will read in the chapter 15 of John a little bit later about branches. What kind of branch is good in the Lord's eyes? A little bit later. I believe the congregation that bears no fruit for the Lord is a club of good people who lead a healthy lifestyle and gather together for socializing. You know, what does it mean, socializing? Hang out, have time together, come, you know, sit together, relax together. But this is not the fellowship of the Lord. We come here because we want to serve the Lord. We honor the Lord. We want to do something for Him. He is our master. He bought us. He has all the rights to work in our life. And by coming here, by submitting ourselves to Him, we are telling Him, Lord, we are yours. When we are speaking about tenth and we are giving tenth, you know, it's so good from Him to ask tenth from us because we are His. Everything in our lives, it's His. He can command everything in our life. He has all the rights to come in our life and tell, I want this. And you know what is our response should be? No, no, Lord, it's not yours. No, Lord, it's yours. It's yours. Amen. I want to read from chapter 15 of John, and please open with me and look with me, because this is today's Brit HaChadasha portion, and it goes together with the Torah portion. It's very combined together, and it's powerful. It's powerful. In my life, I experienced the time with the Lord, and usually it's very simple moments. And I'm amazed how the simple message can bring the freedom to the hearts of people. Simple message. Sometimes you even don't think about power of the Spirit, power of the message, but it brings freedom to the people. And chapter 15 of John, this is the place of freedom for us. This is the speaks about freedom in the Lord. And before I will go there, I want to read one place from Matthew 10:38, like conclusion for what we talked about. Yeshua said to everyone, and anyone who does not take up his execution stake or cross in the different translation, and follow me is not worthy of me. So people who follow him without their cross is not worthy of him. So following is not enough. Something else. Something else. So let's look in chapter 15. And I want, can you just do this slide, please? Super. Floridian wines. San Agustin, probably. Thank you. Let's be here. Thank you. Let's read from verse 1 to 17. I am the real vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch which is part of me, but fails to bear fruit, he cuts off. So, stop for 1 minute. Every branch, what it means, every branch? This, I'm always having these troubles with the English word every. Every, it means one from tenth. Or every, it means... So it means everyone, every branch. Every branch. And be careful here. Because, I mean, it's serious from the Lord. Every branch. And also, what it means, branch? It's part of vine. It's not, you know, some foreign tree somewhere. It's part of the branch. Branch that growing from vine. Connected to the vine. So it speaks about people who followed Yeshua. Can you see it here? People who had fellowship with Yeshua. People who can call themselves, I mean, believers, messianic believers, Christians, every way. So this warning from Yeshua to us. He told us, every branch which is part of me, my part, but fails to bear fruit, he cuts off. So very serious. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. You know, time to time, not easy. Not easy, even more. Probably you would say, okay, if I bear fruit, everything great with me. No, he prunes. So that I may bear more fruits. Right now, because of the word which I have spoken to you, you are pruned. Stay united with me, as I with you. For just as a branch can't put forth fruit by itself, apart from the vine, so you can't bear fruit apart from me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who stay united with me, and I with him, are the ones who bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can't do a thing. Unless a person remains united with me, he is thrown away like a branch and dries up. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire, where they are burned up. If you remain united with me and my words with you, then ask whatever you want, and it will happen for you. This is how my Father is glorified, in your bearing much fruit. This is how you will prove to be my Talmidim, my followers. Just as my Father has loved me, I too have loved you. So stay in my love. If you keep my commands, you will stay in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and stay in his love. And verse 16. You did not choose me, I chose you. And I have commissioned you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. So that wherever you ask from the Father in my name, he may give you. This is what I command you. Keep loving each other. Amen. Every verse is so deep. We can talk together. I can talk. You can talk to me for hours about every verses. I remember I was one of the teacher in the Bible school back in Ukraine, and every morning for years probably we had opened the service with the John chapter 15, and always something new, always something interesting there. Today I will not go deeply in every verse. I just want to give an impression. I want to show two main signs of the Talmidim, of the people who follow Yeshua, two main from the chapter 15. And it's very important. Yeshua repeats these ideas many times in this chapter, always. Every verse, he repeats himself. He repeats because he wants to touch our hearts. He wants to speak importance of this thing here to our hearts. So, but before I want to ask the question from all of you. How to prove that you are the follower of Yeshua? How to prove? To yourself, not to me. It's easy and very important question. Because probably we need to ask ourselves every evening or at least one in the week time. I'm follower or not? What's happened with my life? It's very important. So, first, all chapter 15, almost every verse, we can read it here. Stay united with me. Let's say together, stay united with Yeshua. In different translations, stay in Yeshua. I like this more. Stay in him, stay in me, stay in Yeshua. From the Greek language, it means wait, stay, live, be in, remain in. So not go away, not be off of this part. Stay in this, wait in it, live in it. Remain in Yeshua, it means to live in him, in his teaching, in his words, his will. I will read later a place from scripture. He says here, where I am, my servants will be. We are busy in our life, but it's so important to ask ourselves, Lord, what do you want from me? Lord, what do you want from me? On the work, on the busy rush hour, Lord, what do you want from me? It's always good to ask this question from the Lord. And this is great protection for our hearts. It's like a shield for us. It's kept us from temptations. Lord, what do you want from me? It's like year of Jubilee. Go, you're free. But remember, you're my slaves. First thought, okay, I can do everything. Second, come on. Not everything. Something I should be aware of. So it's so important. I like the example of the moon, and I read somewhere, and it's a great example for me. It's a great picture for me. So moon gives us the light during the night. It shines. Why? It doesn't have heat in it. It doesn't have life in it, but it shines. Why? Because it's reflects of the sun. It's reflection of the sun. The same we are. Without him, we don't have light and we don't have life inside of us. Only during the fellowship with him, only when we stay in him, we have light of the Yeshua. Light. And you know what the problem, what was the problem of our enemy, of Satan? He thought he is worthy enough, strong enough. He is shiny, he is powerful. He is worthy to have worship. And he forget he is nothing. He is empty without the Lord. So I know that pride is a great enemy for us. And people who are humble enough to stay with Yeshua, to be close with him. If you do sin, repent, come back. If you do something great, calm yourself. Say to yourself, I'm slave, thanks the Lord. I'm his servant. It's always helpful, always. Usually pride comes not in the low points, but in the high points. But the pride is the beginning of falling. It brings people to the down. So I want to read one more place of scripture about it. The Lord gave us Holy Spirit in order to always be inside of us, always. I just think about it. You are sitting here and the Holy Spirit inside of you. You are walking in the street and the Holy Spirit inside of you. You are doing something behind the bima and Holy Spirit with you. You are sleeping and the Holy Spirit is working with you. He always with you. He promised to us. And this is Shavuot time. This was the revelation for this world. The Lord inside of us. He is upon us and inside of us. Second idea the Lord Yeshua bring to us. First, stay in Yeshua. Second, bear the fruit. Let's say together, bearing fruit.
Bear the fruit.
Stay in me, bear the fruit. You can read it here. I don't want to read one more time, but read it here. Every verse, stay with me, bear the fruit. If you will stay with me, you will have the fruit. If you will be with me, you will bear a lot of fruits, much fruit. Stay with Yeshua and bear the fruit. It's very important. And I would like to start with the second verse. And this is pleasant for somebody. For somebody, maybe it will help to go forward. Verse 2. Every branch which is a part of me but fails to bear fruit, he cuts off. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it may bear more fruit. So this is a serious warning from Yeshua. He himself cuts off branches that do not bear fruit. So we need to be careful in our lives. We need to check our lives. We need to bear fruit. It's our obligation. It's our life. We can't just live for ourselves. We need to bear fruit. And I want to speak about second part of this verse. Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. So joyful blessing from him. You will not escape. I would like to escape. But this is reality. For 100%, this is promise for him. Every branch he will prune. And it's good for us. It's painful, but it's good. And sometimes we have difficulties in our lives and trials. Sometimes because they are a result of our sins and our problems in the past. Sometimes we have suffering of our sins. But sometimes this is a process of cleaning from the Lord, the pruning process. So he took the knife or, I don't know, scissors. He comes to our life and looks in our life and, okay, what I see here, not beautiful. Okay, let's look here. Okay, I know because I worked with vineyard. I had vineyard in Ukraine, and I'm not good pruner. I can tell you, I'm not good pruner. I stopped to do it from first time. So I invite people who knows how to do it. And this is not pleasant, but it's so important for us. It's not. Not pleasant time, it's not fun time, not joyful time. And if you remember the place of Scripture, if you are joyful, what to do? Sing the Psalms. If you are under oppression, or if you are sick, or if you are, what to do? Pray. Pray. Circumcision of our heart is always painful and pleasant, but let's remember the history. The wilderness was an unpleasant part of our history. But without wilderness, 40 years in wilderness, is no future for Jewish people. Amen. I'm sorry, it's too difficult, but it's true. Without pruning is no good fruits. Without pruning is no good things in our life. So I think that the best condition in times of sorrow and trials is to trust in God and His will and to remind ourselves. I like to remind myself about the past victories. I like to remind myself to about Him and His love to me. He's our hope. And I like the place of Scripture from Hebrews when he said that Yeshua, He is our hope. And you know what I found? Sometimes we don't have faith. But when our faith is stopping, we have hope. Sometimes when we are stuck, we can't do something. We just, you know, faced with the wall. We have hope. And Yeshua, He is our hope. He is like anchor of our hope. He is our future. Amen. It's very important to remember it. Let us remember, Lord loves us and has great plans for every one of us. Amen. And after each valley, it will be great mountain. After each valley will be great mountain. If you're in the valley, if you're in the shadow, keep faith, keep hope, go forward. Soon you will be on the mountain. It will be one more victory. It will be one more glory for the Lord. It will be one more fruits for the Lord. It will be a wonderful time. But keep going. Don't be frustrated. Don't be angry on God. Don't say Him, "Why you pruned me? I'm so perfect. Don't touch me." I want to let you know. Be free, but remember, you are slaves of Him. He is a master. He can go and take fruits in any time of your life. And I just want to tell you, and I mean, give you insurance. I mean, be strong with Him. He loves you so much. So I want to go to the fruits, and I will end with it. The fruit of a cropped and healthy vineyard is, first of all, good and tasty grape that nourishes the people. And I mean, who would like to eat now? I would like, for sure. This is why I put this picture. It will help us to remember something, because it works with our stomachs. If you forget everything, remember this. You are the vine. Also, we have great product from the fruit of vine. And which remain? We have grape juice or wine, which gives joy for hearts. The fruit of disciple, every disciple who follows the Lord, is the life of God flowing in him. This is the fruit of us. In simple terms, the fruit is a changed life, a life with the Messiah in the center. You know, we can live with the Messiah in the center of our life. We should live. It's great to live. A life in which we died for ourselves so that He could live in us. This is from Galatians 2, 19 and 20. So He is the center of our lives. And I just took the two kinds of fruits, but it's much more. I took two. First, I call it inward fruits. Inward fruit. We know it. Fruits of the Spirit in our life. Not gifts, but fruits. But the fruit of the Spirit, it's from the Romans. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Let's say together, love. Joy. Peace. Patience. Kindness. Goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. So this is part of the life of the Lord inside of us. And 24 says, moreover, those who belong to the Messiah Yeshua have put their old nature to death on the stake, along with its passions and desires. The Lord, give me love, help me to... And you know what's different between gifts and fruits? Gifts, it's very quickly. It's not from us. It's from the Lord. You know, gifts, it's I give it to you. But fruits is a different story. Fruits, it takes a long time. It takes all effort from us personally. And also, second type of fruit, I name it outward fruit. Our ministry to the Lord. And I truly believe, and I'm always repeat it, we can't know the Lord without serving Him. It's impossible. He has the heart of servant. And if we want to have heart of His heart in us, we should be servants to Him. He is our master. We should follow Him. And He is not passive in these days. He is not waiting and He is not looking from the heaven to the earth and just saying, okay, what they will do. He is doing His work. And He is always looking for people who will put their lives, who will say, Lord, I'm here. Here I am. You remember a great story about Isaiah. He heard the Lord. He saw the Lord who saying, who will go for us? And he said, I am Lord. And it was tough story with him. It was not easy. but it's a beautiful story with the Lord. It's powerful. Results of this ministry are people who you served, for whom you prayed, who you helped. And I believe our lives are called to be a blessing for others and for people around us. And it's so important. I can serve the Lord with impure heart. But if the Lord lives in me, I cannot live without serving to the people. It's impossible. It's impossible. I can serve him with anger, with envy, with bad things, but if the Lord in me, it's impossible to sit in the place, because you want to serve, you want to give. And I want to remind ourselves that love, it's always giving. It's not receiving, it's giving. So if you have love to the Lord, you will fellowship with him. And if you will have love to others, you will minister to them. Amen. So I want to stop here. I have 5 more pages, but I want to stop here. I just want to pray, and I promise you, nothing new, everything simple. Simple, simple, simple. But remember, we are free to be his servants. We purchased by him to be his servants. And this is the great blessing from him. Stay with him and bear the fruit. I want to stop with the prayer, and I want to ask the Lord to touch our hearts and to work with us. Lord, thank you so much for opportunity to be together, Lord. Thank you so much for opportunity to serve you, Lord. This is from you. This is not from us. This ability to be together from you. You brought us here, Lord, from many places. You brought us here to help us, to tell us, to minister to us, Lord. Help us to serve you, Lord. Help us to be open before you, Lord. Thank you for pruning of our lives, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, for your healings, Lord. Thank you for everything in our life. Help us to follow you, Lord, and help us to touch lives of others. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's close with the Aaron blessing, and let's stand together for these prayers. Yiverechecha Adonai veishmerecha Yahel Adonai panavelecha vihunecha Isa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on every single one of you and grant you his peace.
Amen. Shabbat shalom.